Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Monday morning. It's the beginning of a new week. It's the beginning of a new day. I'm thrilled that we're all together doing what we are learning to love to do. And if you are new with us, welcome. I know that every Monday we have people tuning in for the first time, so welcome to the podcast. What we do is we get up in the morning, we grab our Bible, journal, cup of coffee, cup of tea. We read, we pray, we meditate, we start a talk with Jesus that then becomes a conversation that lasts throughout the day. And we always develop whatever was talked about on Sunday. We take Sunday wide, we take Sunday deep. And so this last Sunday we finished a series called Wilderness. And I talked about what is always happening, what is really happening in the midst of a wilderness season, and that is Satan is always tempting us to sin, so that he might steal and kill and destroy our lives and those lives that are around us. And Jesus is always seeking to set us free from that sin that so easily entangles us. Jesus, by his Spirit, is wanting to disentangle the sin in our lives that so easily entangles us, because he is bringing us into freedom and joy and life. And so we're going to look at that theme throughout this week in all kinds of different ways. And we're going to start this morning, Monday morning, in the epistle that John wrote, 1 John. So you can turn to the book of 1 John. The title of the podcast this morning is Own It. And we may not want to start here, but this is the only place to start. It's the only route to freedom, joy, and rest. And there's no other route to true freedom, joy, and rest. So we must own it. And so the question is, what sin are you struggling with most in the midst of this wilderness season? Where is the battle at for you particularly? What, when the enemy does tempt, seems almost irresistible? Where are you really struggling? Where does the enemy seem to have a foothold in your life, in the area of sin? What seems to be mastering you? Where or what sin or what pattern are you really struggling with? And again, you might be thinking, well, Travis, come on, that's how you're going to start the week, the day. But what we're going to discover is that it's the only way to rest. It's the only way to freedom. It's the only way to joy when we are able to own it in the presence of Jesus. So let's do that. I have mine. Bring whatever sin you are most struggling with right now in your heart and in your mind. Just hold it in the presence of Jesus, because I'm sure I've said this before, but Saint Teresa of Avila said, sometimes we just need to sit in our weeds with Jesus, the gardener, so he can pull those weeds, those sins out at the root. And that's what we're doing. We're going to sit in our weeds, in our sin, with Jesus, our gardener, and he is going to pull those out at the root, because he's the only one that can do that. So what is that sin? What is that sin pattern? Let's own it. And now we go to 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. John says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and he is just, and he will forgive our sin and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. That is one of the most visionary and even practical verses on sin and owning it and forgiveness and the power and the heart and the extraordinary mercy of God anywhere in the New Testament. And it's very interesting where John begins. If we say that we are without sin, we deceive ourselves. Right? And the truth is not in us. And evidently there were people in the Johannine community that were claiming that they had no sin. They were unwilling to own it. And John calls that a deception. Why would the enemy deceive us into thinking that we have no sin? Because when we don't own our sin in the presence of the great and loving and merciful God, we truly and deeply cannot experience the power of God's mercy and the power of God's forgiveness. When we think we're without sin, or we are unwilling to own that sin, when we pretend that it's not there or turn a blind eye to it, what we end up doing is we end up covering it, we end up running, we end up hiding, we end up continuing to do it, we end up in guilt and in shame and in condemnation, and that guilt just kind of simmers there in our lives and erupts in all kinds of different ways. So John says, own it. Don't say that you're without sin. Own it in the presence of Jesus. Bring those weeds, if you will, before the presence of a loving and forgiving Father, and let him pull them out at the root. Because John goes on and says, if we confess, and confession for the last 2,000 years of Christian history has been owning sin. If we confess our sin, John says, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to purify us from all unrighteousness. And here's the thing, we tend to not want to think about our sin. We tend to not want to own it or bring into the presence of God. But the reality is, if we do and when we do, what we find is this ocean of forgiveness, this inexhaustible resource of purity that is purifying us, this unfathomable, unbelievable, unmeasurable, and inexhaustible forgiveness and mercy and grace of a God who forgives and loves. And that's why John is saying there's only rest and freedom and joy in forgiveness or in confession. And so what I want to do this morning is I just want to, again, I want to sit in our weeds with Jesus, our gardener. Let's not say that we're without sin, because we are with sin. Jesus has overcome sin, and part of what it looks like to be free and experience God's forgiveness and really to disentangle our lives from the sin that so easily entangles us is to own it, to own that sin, to own those weeds. And then the enemy can't get a foothold in covering and hiding and lying and keep doing in guilt and shame and condemnation, right? There's this owning in the presence of God. And then again, as Teresa of Avila said, the Jesus, our gardener, can pull those sins out at their root, but only if we have the humility and trust the merciful heart of God to confess, to own. And again, that is the only doorway into peace and to rest and to purity, and to experience the lavish and unbelievable forgiveness of God. So I could talk on and on, but I'm going to stop there so that we can just launch into a conversation with Jesus. Read that passage again, meditate, but bring that sin, that weed, into the presence of Jesus, and let him just lavishly forgive, pour out mercy, and pull that weed or that sin out at its root. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.